Hello, everybody, and welcome to Third Rate.
You gotta do that again. There's no way we're gonna be able to cut out Cheryl's.
No,
Okay.
it's okay to start with laughter because we're silly, goofy little boys.
I agree. It is very okay to start with laughter. Not okay to start with whatever.
That was me
It's just
laughing.
haunting.
I'm giggling.
Listeners, we've had a lot of sleepovers, and every time when as soon as the lights go off, you can hear Cheryl somewhere in the building.
Dude, that's so much scarier than what I did. I was just chuckling to myself. And it was a little haunting,
right,
but
well,
it wasn't like that.
Can we let Evan do the intro?
No. Evan, can you take it away?
Three experts will review what matters to you. So listen and see if your predictions come true. Countless subjects we'll tackle, from ways to die to states. So stay, have a listen. It's Third Rate.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Third Rate, the only podcast brave enough to rate and review everything and anything. I am one of three hosts, Evan, your king of coins.
I'm two of three hosts, Jake, and I love cracking open a cold open.
And I'm three of three hosts, Cheryl, and I can see the future.
That's right, listeners. We are here with another episode of Third Rate. We are talking about
carrot cards.
Carrot cards, let's go.
Carrot
Did you know
cards.
They're good for your eyeballs?
That's true. No, listeners, that is Caro. Is it Caro? Am I pronouncing it wrong this whole time? It's Caro.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I always thought it was tarot. I thought they were tarot readings. But is it one of those, like, ancient alphabet things where the T is a C?
Are you castlighting me?
I'm not castlighting you.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
I thought we were talking about carrots still. We were pronouncing carrots wrong. I didn't know you were bringing it back to tarot.
We should do carrot sticks as an episode.
I thought we were going to do... Carrot sticks is a great episode idea.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
What about celery sticks?
Okay, so just sticks?
No, we each eat carrots, and then we just put things that shouldn't go in your eyes, and we see if the carrots helped.
Mm-hmm. I think that anything with a really, really loud crunch is great for a podcast.
I agree with
I
that.
I love the sound of a crunch.
Crunch.
And the feel of a crunch.
Is that a crunch? That sounds like a nibble. I sound like a cartoon character or a video game character eating food. Okay, listeners.
Not the Foley episode.
Listeners who have turned off the episode. Well, you can't hear us, but listeners that have stayed along, thank you very much. We are here to talk about tarot cards, but before we get into that, Cheryl.
Yeah.
You and I have been on the hunt.
Oh shit! Yeah. Sorry, I missed the last meeting.
It's okay because
you've been on the what?
Oh no, hunt with an H.
Oh okay.
Hunt. We've been on the hunt.
I'm not cunt.
Don't say that word. Jake's very sensitive about that word because he's a cunt. We are on the hunt for the person that destroyed our podcasting equipment.
I'm this close to calling you guys something I'm going to have to bleep out. Fucking.
And Cheryl, it's been a rough go of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jake has said that he's the one who destroyed the podcasting equipment because he wanted to get new equipment.
But we knew, like, we could just feel, like, with what Jake was saying, it's like, obviously he's being pressured.
He's being pressured or cursed, or he's doing it to protect somebody.
Yeah.
Have you found any leads?
No.
Okay. I found a couple leads.
Okay.
Here's Exhibit A. This is a little suspicious to me. We confront him on this cover-up
mm-hmm.
where he takes the fall, and then immediately what happens to his fiance? She's out
dies.
Of the country.
Oh.
She leaves the country. I don't know if it gets much more suspicious than that. She goes to Ireland.
I went too. I was there.
You took the person with you. That's
oh
even more suspicious.
God.
Jake and his fiance abscond to Ireland.
We went on a scheduled trip together.
Okay, do you have receipts that we can verify?
Yeah, I'll go get the plane tickets.
Okay, now that he's gone, we need to discuss what really is going on.
Yeah.
So I've been watching Jake late at night, and he has this black box inside of his bedroom. He keeps it underneath the bed. And so anyway, I think that I don't know what he did in Ireland. It seems suspicious, but I mean, okay.
Why do you guys whisper? Because then I just got to fix that audio later.
Oh, you're editing this, right? So anyway, how about that? How about the, you got plane tickets?
Yeah, let me see those plane tickets.
Here's the plane tickets.
Let me see those plane tickets. There you go. Okay. These are. It's quite a few.
Yeah.
Unite D. Mm-mm, that doesn't sound real.
These are. Okay. Well. I don't know.
Sure, lick your thumb and then wipe it on the card. Does anything smear?
Like, before you do anything like that, I still need those.
You need these?
Yeah.
Put it in your mouth and see if it tastes like regular paper.
Yeah, so don't.
It could be poison paper. That's just a gentle little kiss on the plane ticket.
This is the audio nightmare of episodes.
Here's the thing, is this isn't your name.
So what are we doing? Because I broke the podcast equipment and then I went
to a state you don't live in.
And then I went to another country.
Wait, what's this? Hold on.
Yeah,
This didn't come back to Ohio.
Yeah, no. It's not his name on it is the problem.
No, that's not his name, first of all. It's a woman's name, I believe.
Yeah.
And then this plane looks to be arriving Washington?
Could the woman in question, is she the fiance of mine you mentioned 6 minutes ago?
I don't know her name,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm terrible with names.
We need you to get on the hunt for the name.
Okay.
And I'm going to find out why he went to Washington.
Washington?
Oh, no. It's from Washington to Dublin.
Yeah.
Why did he arrive in Washington first? What do you have to do in D.C.?
Yeah.
Does
this go all the way to the top?
That was my connecting flight.
This goes all the way to the top? I think we have a trip to the White House in order.
Oh, my God. We need to hit up Biden.
Joe Biden is part of this.
I'm making a note right now.
I knew Q was right.
It was just a connecting flight.
Connecting to what?
To Dublin? Remember when we went to Arizona?
More like connecting to the deep state.
Remember when we went...
That's what this sounds like to me.
Remember when we went to Arizona and we had to stop in Colorado?
Well, yeah, because we had a layover.
Yeah, it was like a six-hour layover and it sucked ass.
It was... The same thing.
I don't know.
We'll have to corroborate that with this fiance once we find out her name.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that has been our recap of the missing and broken equipment. We will get back to that next week.
It's not missing. You have the broken equipment.
Well, I'm missing a couple pieces.
Well, you lost them. I left it all at your house.
I can't verify or deny that. There are pieces that were not that should be there that are not there.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. What'd you do with the pieces?
What do you mean?
I'm opening my own investigate. Why did you lose pieces? We needed that for the warranty return.
I didn't lose any pieces. The pieces are all there. They're just like, I don't know where they're at right now. I haven't done an inventory report on
them. You didn't tell me that you lost the pieces.
I didn't lose the pieces. The pieces are just not, I couldn't tell you where they're at right now.
Okay, but when you got the equipment back, the broken equipment back from Jake...
Our warranty rebate relies on those pieces, and you lost them?
Hold on. There's a difference between lost and missing.
There's not.
There is. Because...
No, because when we interchange, Evan has a missing wife and Evan has a lost wife. Same thing.
That's true, but when I watch my favorite TV show, it's not called Missing. It's called The Sopranos.
Yeah, I knew he wasn't going to say Lost. There was no way he was going to say Lost, right? I mean, right? Guys, we all knew.
It wasn't my favorite show. That would be a lie.
The Sopranos was your favorite
show? Yeah, The Sopranos.
It's arguably up there. There's Twin Peaks, The Sopranos.
The Sopranos did change like what TV was allowed to do forever, so that's fair.
I woke up this morning and I got myself a gun, you know? That speaks to me, because I woke up this morning and I got myself a gun.
Yeah. To defend against your missing wife and your stolen podcast pieces, apparently.
Yeah, and to hunt the woman.
And to hunt the woman.
I'm kind of starting to understand why he's putting all this pressure on me.
Listen, we need to get to the episode. We're going to be talking about tarot cards today. Tarot cards, I think they're so fascinating.
The episode.
I actually did some research on tarot cards.
Hit me up with that research.
Okay, so tarot cards have an origin that I will say surprised me greatly. First of all, how old do you think tarot cards are?
About 100 years.
About 100 years?
I don't know. How old is ancient Egypt?
Say about 1922.
Ancient Egypt, I don't know, like 3,000 or 4,000 years?
Yeah, so like 3,000 or 4,000 years.
Tarot cards, the origin of tarot cards dates back to the mid-15th century. Not as old as I would have thought, honestly. And here's the part where it gets even wilder. They were not started as some sort of occult divination. These were playing cards.
Oh.
These were just playing cards that people in Italy and France played with. And this continued all the way until modern times. They still play playing cards in certain parts of these areas with these types of things.
Oh. That's cool.
So that would be like if in 200 years we went to like the Philippines and they were telling you your future with like a blue eyes white dragon card.
Yeah, somebody taps three mana and tells you that you should avoid trains for the next month.
Okay.
I could see people using magic cards as tarot cards.
That's a lot of land cards in your future.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Not good. These are swamps. The swamps bode poorly for you.
You've got a vacation to a beautiful island.
With also some mountains.
Oh no, there's a spider dog there.
And look at these elves.
Great synergy with all these elves I see in your future. This elf seems to summon more elves, which is very good for you.
That's crazy. This one gives you more forests. That's insane.
I only get half of this.
So that, I mean, I'm kind of playing along and acting like I get it too. But yeah, these date back to the 15th century. Your Italians and French are just playing card games here. It does not happen until the late 18th century that tarot cards start being used for divination and cartomancy and other occult purposes. The playing cards...
Yeah, cartomancy, don't worry about it.
Right.
you know, cartomancy, we're all familiar.
Yeah, yep.
Card magic.
So these are very much like common playing cards, and I believe these sort of predated common playing cards. Like, mm-hmm. You've got your ace, your face cards, and your numbered cards.
Okay.
You've got your... The numbered cards are called pip cards. And one thing I find interesting, the jack has been alternated, is also known as the page and the knave.
Yeah.
I'm getting a phone call.
I know that.
This is a bad time for a phone call. I'm going to hit decline.
Was anybody important?
Yes, very important. Other things that we should probably mention here, some people do tie tarot cards back to ancient Egypt, Iran, the Kabbalah, Indian Tantra, and other things, though scholarly research has demonstrated that tarot cards were invented in northern Italy. Last thing I kind of really want to talk about here, as I read you guys things straight from Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. I knew all of this.
The last thing I want to talk about is the beginning of the occult usage of tarot cards. So there are, and Cheryl, you probably know this, there is a major arcana,
mm-hmm.
Which are like...
That's like the lovers, the chariot, the magician.
Right. And these are also known as the greater secrets or the trump cards, although not my cards.
Mm-hmm. 2024, baby.
Those cards got impeached.
Yeah, so we can't
use those
anymore. Let's go, Brandon. And there were 22 of those bad boys. And then there's the minor arcana, or the lesser secrets, consisting of 56 cards. Now, does your deck have all of that?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Most decks have both the major and the minor arcana, because the minor arcana are going to be the four suits, and then 1 through 10, and then the knave, page, the knight, the queen, and the king.
And then another thing that I found kind of interesting is there is a joker, or sometimes the jester or the fool.
Yes.
And that is another thing that translates into regular decks of cards.
Yeah.
Do tarot cards have anything to do with, like, astrology or anything?
There can be, like, relations between...
Because it feels like that shit would just kind of, like, all go into the same basket, you know?
Mm-hmm. Of, like, very real power.
Yeah.
That exists in the universe.
I found out my my moon sign last night. I was telling Cheryl.
Yeah.
My moon sign is Virgo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which works because Cancers and Virgos are soulmates, so it makes sense. Because I'm very much in love with myself.
I mean,
sense. I
found out my moon sign is Waxing Crescent.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's super cool. Guys, I'm really sad I missed the eclipse.
I don't know, Evan. I got those pictures yesterday. I'd say it's full moon.
Oh, thank you.
I have FOMO.
The immediate, I get, like, right? Like, it's funny. We're all entertainers. I get it. But the actual immediate look of disappointment on your face was impressive. Like, kudos to you. I immediately felt like I did something wrong. I was like, what? Oh, it's about the butt. Yeah.
Yeah. We all know that Cheryl's about the butt.
Yes.
I'm sad. I wanted butt pics. Okay. But the woman at, like, the Renfest who gave me these said that it doesn't really matter.
Wait.
Like.
She gave you them, or you bought them?
I bought them.
Okay.
Who gave it to me for free if I didn't have to hand her goods and monies and payment in exchange for them.
So it sounds like she just wants to make a sale.
So it sounds like she just wants to make a sale, yeah. But I mean, I already had a tarot deck at that point.
Okay,
this is not my first tarot deck.
Oh, then you're fine.
Yeah.
I stole my first deck.
That's awesome. That's perfect.
And then it was gifted. I gave it to somebody as a gift.
Nice. So.
Fantastic.
I've never had a tarot deck, but I bought them for other people.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I do really like the aesthetic and the idea of having one. Like, I kind of want to get a new one. I don't really care so much for the tarot readings, but the concept behind them is very cool.
Yeah, and it also, like, the meanings, but like, each card has meaning to it.
I want to learn the tarot game.
Yeah, that would be fun.
It also feels very, like, deck of many things, because originally that artifact in D&D was based off the tarot deck and not, like, a deck of cards. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's really, I kind of like having it, linking it to, like, oh, this, like, is the void card, and it banishes you to another dimension eternally.
And I hope that happens with this deck.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be sweet.
It will happen, yeah.
So, Jake, should you or I have our tarot read first?
Yeah. Here's the thing, and I want everyone to bear with me, a disclaimer to all the listeners, is I don't do tarot readings.
Right. Well, they say save the best for last, so I'll go first.
Okay.
Wow. I thought you were going to say Evan go first.
No, he's gussying me up because he wants more butt picks.
Guilty.
Okay,
I'll give you a front butt next time.
So here's the thing that we're gonna want to do. I was thinking about we'll probably do the really classic Celtic cross, which is basically like one of the most classic ways to do it, which is just you're gonna have just a question that you want to ask in your head, and we're gonna answer it through a deck of cards.
Make it a real question.
Make it a real
question. No phony baloney question.
Yeah, it's a real question.
Okay. It is? Okay. So the first thing we're gonna do is we're gonna shuffle it.
Oh, yeah.
I love your shuffling skills.
I love
it. This is how I usually just shuffle.
Cards around.
Just mix them around.
Just mix them in a big old pile.
While Cheryl's mixing these cards, listeners, we play a tabletop RPG weekly.
That's not true.
And Evan runs it.
We missed last week.
I do run it.
Evan, are we going to see the deck of many things this campaign?
We'll see. If you guys misbehave enough, we might.
Yeah. What? But it's also really good.
Well, the way I look at it is it's for naughty little boys and girls.
Yeah, what?
So,
hey, we were naughty.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a naughty daddy play kink fetish campaign.
Yeah,
so
it's well, yeah,
we're
it
pretty
is.
Naughty.
The big bad end game
I've gotten
is
spanked
the,
at least
it's the big bad daddy. Yeah.
We've gotten spanked a lot.
Mm-hmm. So much spanking.
You guys are rescuing so many princesses.
Yeah, Evan gave us a spank stat. It was pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
I got you guys that.
I've got a 20 in my spank stat.
That plus one striking plug. Fantastic.
What?
Jesus fucking Christ.
If anything, it should be ammo, not like a striking weapon.
Yeah, it does.
Be like a consumable.
It does it. No, I mean it does like an extra. It does an extra die of plugging.
Extra die of plugging.
Oh, you know, we've never actually bought a sex toy as long as we've been playing tabletops.
How do you mean? Like, in the game?
Yeah.
I swear campaign one.
No, I swear dildos were bought. Someone bought dildos or strap-ons.
Someone had a strap-on campaign one.
Wait.
I'll add a sex shop to the world, don't worry.
Okay.
Okay.
What are you going to call it? Plugs and Thugs.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Rugs and Plugs, and they do carpentry.
Fiddle Dicks. But I do
just
listen.
Just
because
I want to spread this out. Okay, so this is essentially the card that I'm going to have you pick here. This is the you card in the situation in question. So go ahead, pick one of these.
That one's so you.
Okay, well, the King of Swords is just looking at me. So hold on,
okay,
please.
Well,
one
I did
second.
Close my eyes. Plus, I wouldn't want to be the King of Swords. It's a stupid thing to be a king of. I want to be a King of People.
King of People, yeah. Is there a King of People card?
Yeah.
A king of guys.
King of dudes.
That one's just,
you know,
like,
I'd really want to be the king of queens.
There is a one of the major arcana they added to it. It's just like, it's just a guy.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Regular human man.
I hope I get human man. Please.
Yeah, feel it out. Feel it out.
Oh, yeah. Give me a second. Spiritual gods, I call upon you.
Come on, pick a fucking card. You have a lot to draw.
You don't know.
I'm looking at this thing.
Okay.
All right, now what?
I'm going to set it down. We're going to put this right here. Okay?
I bet it's an Uno reverse.
Actually, I'm a plus four.
Okay. This one, this is the two card, which is basically what crosses or compliments you.
Hmm. You look very nice today, Jake.
Oh, thank you. So
okay.
I guess I just drew an Evan card.
This is going to go here. And then this is the next card that we're going to do, which is the best that can be achieved in these circumstances.
Ooh.
I'm reading directly out of a book.
Top card, please.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, to be fair, you didn't go to tarot school.
Yeah.
Oh, is there tarot school? That'd be a good episode.
Yeah. It was,
I'm
going to
do this facing you. We're going to do this way. So that's that one.
At my college, they offered that as a course.
That is cool.
Yeah.
What college did you go to?
Phony Baloney College.
Now, this is the four card.
Funny Baloney you?
Yeah.
This is going to be the reason for the reading.
The reason for the season.
The five card is going to be the past.
I'm nervous.
I'm
gonna move this a little bit. What if we do find out I'm going to die?
And then you do.
Whoa.
And then anybody that listens to this podcast also dies 7 days from now.
Unless they...
I'm doing it right now.
Unless they like and subscribe.
Can I pick the reason? Or the past?
Sorry. This is your past.
Oh, no.
I see a motorcycle and a child.
Right here?
But not at the same time.
We have to scoot these over because we need to get to the 7, 8, 9, and 10 somewhere. Okay. And then the 6th card is the near future.
So, listeners, if you've never seen tarot, all these cards are being drawn, but they're placed face down for now. And I assume we're going to get an epic gamer moment where we reveal them all.
This one.
It's like a loot box.
Oh, it's like a loot box. I love me a loot box.
Oh, God.
Or a gachupon.
Man, gachupon are fun. The stuff you can get in them.
What's the best thing you've ever gotten in a gachupon?
I got a really cool keychain. Probably it.
Hmm.
I've gotten laser pointers.
I've gotten like a little...
I never do the Celtic cross. I just wanted to do the classic one. This is 7. This is the U card. Again.
Again?
Yeah. Well, the first one is the situation or your question is another way to look at it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So this is you. And then the 8 is going to be your environment or external. Yep. 8 is date.
Okay. We're playing kings.
This is going to be the external environment, like things that could be affecting you.
Okay.
And then 9 is, this is a tough one. This is going to be hopes or fears.
Hopes or fears.
I'm going to draw Bob.
It's totally
that's,
Bob.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay, we're going to scoot these a little bit.
And because you hope for Bob,
we
right?
We need to fit in the 10.
No, it's because Bob Hope.
Which is the outcome.
Bob Hope.
Bob Hope.
Bob Hope.
Okay.
That was it. That was the length of that joke.
I thought you were talking about Bob from Twin Peaks.
Outcome.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that too.
Okay.
Because that's that's a fear.
Okay, we're going to pause for a second just because I want to make certain, because I never do this way.
Cheryl's sweating out here. Cheryl's worried about all the tarot elitists who are going to come taking them down.
Why don't we call it tarot?
Good question. Why don't words sound the way we want them to?
Right. Like, GIF.
You know... A younger me would have said very, very mean things to you.
I did say GIF, though.
I know. You said it the right way.
Yeah.
And listeners, don't fucking at me. I don't care. I don't care. I so don't care that your brain is broken and you think it's GIF.
In 10 years of friendship, the only fight Evan and I ever gotten into was over GIF or GIF. I'm actually proud of that one.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I will say it was mostly me misreading the situation.
Well, I also shot your dog that one time.
It was kind of a carryover. I was a little frustrated about the dog shooting.
Well, yeah.
Thankfully, the dog was fine.
Okay, I'm just going to do this how I think this goes.
What would you rather, like a...
We should have just done the horseshoe.
I'll do the horseshoe for me.
Okay, we'll do the horseshoe for you.
Yeah.
It works that I got the Celtic cross because I just got back from Ireland.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm pretty certain, I tried to Google it, I'm pretty certain that we're going to reveal these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to do... You/the situation in question. What is your question?
Oh, I have to say it out loud?
Mm-hmm. Say it out loud to me.
Will I be successful with things that make me happy?
Okay. Well, here is the question, which is we have a 5 of swords right side up.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. It says Lord of Defeat at the bottom.
Oh, no.
I'm actually just
going
to use my app.
Oh, no.
I'm going to use my app for this, and I'm going to read it out loud. Can you keep this help for me? So I want everyone to know, no, I don't have each of the tarot cards memorized. And I'm going to use a tarot app called Tarot Lovers.
Is that where you like can find people to date that also love tarot? Yeah,
the tarot dating app.
Okay, so I'm going to read this to you, okay? Verbatim.
Oh, no.
So the meaning is the Five of Swords indicates a period in your life that must be managed carefully to achieve the best possible outcome. It is often difficult to remain objective, particularly when having lost an argument, the victor has a habit of gloating. However, with this card in your spread, that is exactly what you should do. Arguments that may be a bit difficult to win shouldn't be fought, as it may prove to walk away and learn from your experiences. This card also indicates that you should only take on board as much responsibility as you are comfortable with and can cope with. Okay, the Five of Swords symbolizes tension, anxiety, and frustrations that lead to arguments, so compromise and the ability to listen are the key words here.
I just realized you should have been reading that into the microphone.
Oops.
It's okay.
Can you boost it?
Yeah, I could.
Just hit the boost button.
Can you hit the turbo boost button?
Can you
get
some nitro?
So this one's going to be what crosses or compliments you. And this one's weird because I can't tell if it's going to be reversed or not. So we're just going to play it as it is.
Play it as it lies.
Okay. The Lovers.
Ho, ho, ho.
Okay. So this is what crosses or compliments you, or compliments, maybe. You ready?
No, Lovers cross me.
The Lovers. This is a major arcana card. The Lovers is a card all about love.
What?
Not a shallow love, but a very deep, intense love, and one that you cannot really do without. It could be a job, a new house, car, item, pet, or person. Honestly?
You said pet or person, and I started making eye contact with my cat.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to read the full one here, and then I think I'm just going to go to the brief meanings, just because it's going to make it
quicker. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pet or person that will suddenly appear in your life, but once you have found that love, you will most certainly not want him or her to leave. If you already have an established relationship, you have toast.
Yeah.
Then this card signifies that any obstacles will be overcome in your search for balance, romance, and harmony within that union.
Wow.
Toast is the key. In terms of a new relationship, then the Lovers card suggests that this new romantic opportunity could be a success.
This definitely card does not apply to your fiancé, huh?
No, not at all. This is not
about
toast. This card is prostitute. Also symbolic of something or someone entirely new.
I think she really likes me.
Nice.
Entering your life. Someone or something entirely new entering your life. Once this event has happened, your new set of circumstances may present you with a variety of choices and ultimately may lead you to having to choose between a career, between a series of options. Within the context of career, then this card suggests that you may have outgrown your old role or job position. And if it is the appropriate time, something new. Although the choice to be made may prove initially hard to make, this is a card of second sight and intuition and is sure to help you in your quest for true love.
Holy fuck, that's a long card.
That was a long fucking card.
We will need the short
versions.
We're
going to do the brief. But yeah, I scrolled and I was like, we're going to have to do the brief ones. Yeah, I mean, this is the major arcana. Major arcana are going
to
be big.
And you may need to sit down.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so manage my time and fall in love. Got
okay.
It.
Okay. So new basically.
New phone case.
That could be, but this could be something that's crossing you. You never know. It could be something that could be a little tough.
A little tough.
Okay, so we're going to do the three card next.
Ribbit.
This is the best that could be achieved in the circumstances. So the three card is this one. And it is the King of Wands reversed. Okay, that's always good.
Why is that always good?
I think Cheryl's being sarcastic.
You never know.
Because, like, I would think a reversed king, like a short king.
Yeah, this is about a short king.
Wait, so if a short king is reversed, a forward king is tall?
Yes.
So here's the idea of the best things that could be achieved in this situation, okay? And this is the vibe that we're going with. It's basically an inability to understand the viewpoint of others, bigotry, prejudice, and ruthlessness.
Oh, that sounds right for Jake.
Fuck you!
So he has an inability to understand or appreciate another's point of view, particularly if they are coming from a lower moral standpoint than his own. He is intolerant, narrow-minded, and a bigot with deep prejudices. He has a ruthless streak and cares little for the feelings of others. So oftentimes I will say that these cards tend to represent a person as well. Like if it could be referencing or pointing towards a specific person that you may know or may come by.
Well, that is how I feel about people with lesser moral standpoints than me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that's the best possible, you know.
So it's the best possible. Okay, so let's try to parse that real quick.
What does that mean?
So the best possible outcome for you wanting to achieve your...
Well, we haven't finished the reading.
Okay.
We can try and parse it. That's true. Because sometimes confusing things happen like this. And this is the ones where, like, it could get kind of tripped up with cards like the royal cards.
Because I'm seeing this as, like, if Jake wants to find success in the thing he loves, this bigoted, closed-minded person is... It's the best outcome. So maybe he has who he has to become, or he has to partner with a monstrous person like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Do a deal with the devil.
This is pretty exciting.
Do a deal with the devil.
I appreciate you breaking this down, because we forgot to kind of preface, like, these tarot readings get thick.
Yeah, they do. They get thick.
Yeah.
So next we're going to do the four card, which is the reason for the reading.
Okay.
So this is basically...
Wait, let me flip it.
Okay, go ahead, flip it. Six of Wands reversed.
Oh, I keep getting reversed.
You played it in reverse mode.
Should I put it in drive?
Yeah, put it in drive mode.
Okay. It doesn't. Okay. If it's on the like gear shift, get a new car.
This means indecision, seek moderation, fear of surreptitious activity, delayed news, focus energies to prevent failure. So this is basically the fear that one's enemies are engaging in surreptitious activity.
I am afraid of that.
Who's that?
But also fear about the outcome of a situation, delayed news or rewards, or possibly even unwelcome news. So this is the reason that you're asking the question.
Okay, when it's
Jake, when you want to know if you're going to be successful, is it because you're indecisive about something?
Yeah, I don't like that that's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's kind of the gimmick. And the appeal of tarot.
It's so broad.
It's broad, but it's specific in a way that, like, most people can connect with certain readings.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, like...
Sometimes I have a reading and I'm like, that meant absolutely nothing.
So far, this one feels pretty good. We'll see if we start to falter a little bit.
Yeah. Here's the five card. This is the past.
Now, this last card, you said something about moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to, like, drink less?
Seek moderation.
God damn it. It's the beginning of summer.
But this, remember, this is summer. This is the reason for the reading.
Oh.
Maybe moderation is why
less podcast.
Yeah.
The reason for the reading is podcast.
Yeah, the reason for the reading is podcast.
Okay. This is the past, which is the Chariot reversed. Another
right
major
about the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, there we go. Yeah.
For newer listeners, Jake had a massive wipeout on a motorcycle that fucked up his arm and nearly
when
killed him.
You say wipeout? It sounds like I fell. I got hit by a car.
You got hit by a car and you nearly died. Yeah, it was a nasty wipeout.
Okay, here's the past. You ready?
No.
Disregard for others, envy, avarice, imbalance.
Oh yeah, I see that.
A disregard for others, envy, avarice, loss of control, and chaos in one's personal life, possibly due to personal flaws. Imbalance, conclusion, a warning against overwhelming ambition and high expectations, the continuation of outdated ideas and traditions.
I hate this. I'm done with this.
I'm eating this up.
Don't want to read these anymore.
This is
I'm
so good.
Dude,
no, I'm not.
The best part about this is it's roasting you, brother.
Yeah, but it's also right, so it's not cool.
So you in the past.
It'd be cool if it was like, Jake has a small pee-pee, ha ha ha.
Yeah, but this is instead like... You're a greedy, judgmental narcissist.
You had too big of ambitions, and you're falling short.
I love it.
Thanks, cards.
Yeah. Here's the thing is, I think you're right. Like, I think sometimes it could be pretty, like...
But it's a general enough.
It's general enough, but I think that there are times where, like, sometimes it can, like, kind of resonate with you so that the ones that don't make sense, it can kind of make up for, you know?
Yeah, and then the ones that ring true, it's like, oh, shit, this is the justification to excuse the others.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's the next one?
The next one.
I want to flip it.
Wait.
You might be fucking up the magic.
This is the near future.
The arcana, so to speak.
Near future.
Eight of Swords, also reversed.
Damn, that's a cool looking card.
Yeah, Eight of Swords.
How do you know it's reversed?
Because I'm facing you, so this is supposed to be played out facing you. Because it's reversed, it's facing towards me. The actual way that this is laid out matters.
Weird.
So, like, this one, if you look at Five of Swords, that's not reversed.
Right, okay.
But everything else is. So, let's go to Swords really quick. And we're going to go to, it's eight. Sorry, got to rotate it.
Now, this one's my future.
Your future, okay.
Okay. This is the near future, not the outcome. The outcome card is the 10 card.
Okay.
This is the near future.
So like tomorrow.
So this is experience and problems left behind. Hard work reaping little reward. Frustration, upset, low mood. Effort being exercised in the wrong place. Change and liberation. A moving away from a problem and finding the solution. So this seems like kind of in the near future. It's more of... it's going to take a lot and it's not going to be fun, essentially what it is. But there will be kind of something to come from it, is what it's saying. But it's going to feel a lot like you're not getting what
you're working for. It might not feel rewarding to you, but we do need you to do my laundry and Cheryl's laundry.
Yes, and I need you to do my laundry, yeah, because I keep forgetting it and I have dirty clothes.
The long-term payoff I can already see, and it's my secret stolen collection of your socks and underwear.
Yeah.
So now this is a big one. This is the actual you card, okay?
The true okay. You.
Please don't be reversed. It's reversed.
This is the magician, reversed. It's called the Magus of Power.
Cool.
Let's go!
You'll have to edit that down, I'm sure.
I'm going to jerk off to that one later. Magus of Power.
Confusion, hesitation.
Yeah.
Lack of energy.
Yeah.
Giving in easily.
No.
Poor self-image.
No.
Confusion, hesitation, inability to make decisive choices, inability to properly utilize time or talents, lack of inspiration or energy, giving up easily, poor self-image, poor coordination, and sometimes difficulty learning.
Do any of these cards like have good things about them?
Yeah. The Lovers was good.
Right. But why is the Magus of Power just bad things about you?
Well, I mean, the Magician's usually pretty good, but you got it reversed, so that kind of sucks a dick.
All right, hang on.
You changed okay. The magic. You
can't. Okay, no, let's switch it back. Okay.
Now read.
Drive and determination.
Yeah,
ambition.
There we go.
Self-motivation.
See, that's
mastery.
Ambition.
Mastery.
I was self-motivated to rotate this card.
Yeah.
Mastery of the material world. Creative action. Self-discipline and a willingness to take risks. An ability to recognize one's own potential. The power to initiate communication and wit.
There we go. See, that one makes sense.
Now you can jerk off tonight.
Now you can jerk off tonight.
Well, I'm going to jerk off to the other two.
I think if I had to put you to a major arcana card, I would already put you as a magician.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm really good at magic, and I wear this hat all the time.
Honestly, kind of Evan, too, though, but...
Well, yeah, that's why we're besties.
We're a couple of magicians.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Cheryl's the fool.
I am the fool. That's the one that I would put
before. No, Cheryl's the thought.
I love the fool.
That's
card.
My favorite major arcana card.
The thought. So this is the environment. So this is going to be like external influences that may be affecting you right now. It could be work, job, friends. Okay, it's the Emperor reversed.
Looks very Egyptian.
You got lots of major arcana in here, dude.
Hey, Joe Byron.
Okay. Dislike of authority, immaturity, weakness, manipulation, inability to govern.
Yeah, dude, just
so a loss or dislike of authority, corporate, governmental, or parental, immaturity and indecision, weakness, manipulative friends or colleagues. So this is what's going on around you right now.
I have manipulative friends and colleagues? Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's got to be the other friends.
I think it's probably the other friends.
Probably the other friends.
No, this is actually...
So about
it could be your job.
Laundry that you're going to be doing for me and Evan.
Oh, and mine, yeah.
Yeah, our laundry.
I've been doing a lot of deep sweat workouts.
Okay.
And then this one is going to be hopes or fears. This is a tough one.
Okay? I already know you don't sweat. I secretly put super glue in your
this
pores.
This is four of cups.
Reversed,
yeah.
I have no right way cards.
No. It's a little tough. A little tough.
Are cups and pentacles... What's a pentacle?
It's like a tentacle, but also five a penis.
Okay, so the four of cups reversed is tensions in business, bar progress, tiredness from excess or health-related issues.
You're so fucking tired, dude.
Swift
there's
changes,
also no progress with my bar.
Cause... I don't understand what bar progress means. Swift changes cause concern. All kinds of excess, health issues, or fatigue as a result of overindulgence, the overturning of a way of life, rapid change resulting in new anxieties, excitement for its own sake that brings little or fleeting pleasure, a low boredom threshold.
Yeah.
This is going to be fears for you.
Yeah, that's really accurate, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am also very low energy. I'm always tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, very low
me
T.
Me too. Low... Evan was saying that to me in the fucking elevator. You say you've got low T.
Well, I'm going to start taking testosterone and steroids.
Cool.
Yeah. Me too.
No, that's not fun.
I can get you guys a supplier.
Okay, so this is going to be the outcome card. And it is King of Pentacles reversed. Awesome.
All reversed.
Great,
yeah.
Great
what
reading,
the fuck
Jake.
Is a pentacle?
Coins.
Oh, coins. Okay, I should have said I'm the King of Pentacles, not the King of Coins at the top of the episode.
Yeah, it's called coins sometimes too.
Okay.
But Pentacles is one of the ways to say it. So, beauty blindness, dislike of change, a mercenary attitude. Okay. Oh. So this is very odd. This is one where your outcome is a person card, okay?
I'm going to be a mercenary. A person
who
magician.
Is easily bought, dull, very materialistic, and mercenary. He is blind to beauty and hates change as he finds it hard to adapt. He treads a well-worn path, even if it leads nowhere.
What do you think about that one?
Well, it doesn't always mean that it's you is the outcome, right? It could be... I will say the materialistic, I think, rings very true. That one adds up.
Mm-hmm. Right. It doesn't have to be you. No, it could be like it couldn't necessarily also be the person. It could be, this could be saying, here's what the outcome is if you want to say, okay, if you're going the way you are.
Well, let's,
or if you go that other way that you're thinking. You were kind of indecisive, you were saying.
I mean, let's think about like the question that was posed, which right. is success doing the things you love. Now, our outcome for this is this car. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's kind of what this card is answering here.
Pretty grim.
It's pretty grim.
Yeah, it leads to nowhere.
I mean, you can interpret that way. I think another way to interpret it would be, as like, if you are kind of on the fence between ways and changes that you want to make, this could be answering one of those. This could be, hey, this is what the answer to that actual, like, path that you wanted to take could be.
Hmm. This is the ghost of
Christmas
Jake,
past.
Of Christmas, well, future. You see your future and you have your chance to change.
Ghost of Christmas Jake.
Ghost of Christmas Jake, yeah.
I hate Christmas Jake.
But he's so much fun. He buys everybody gifts.
He buys more for himself, though.
I don't buy myself anything at Christmas. Oh. I buy myself stuff the rest of the year round.
Yeah. He's a material girl.
Oh, I got a new action figure, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah, it's another Eva from Evangelion.
That's awesome.
Very good.
Okay. Jake, how did you feel about that?
Kind of accurate. Pretty accurate going forward. And then, like, it does definitely have that vibe so far of, like, here's a bunch of vague shit that you could probably apply to at least one or two things
in your
life. It
gives you three different things in there. That you
right? Mm-hmm. But I do enjoy it. Like, I do really find tarot enjoyable.
Do you find it... Are you nervous about your future a little
Absolutely
bit?
Absolutely not.
No, okay.
No, I fuck what some cards are going to say about me.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah,
I will have it in the back. I'll say that, and then also have it in the back of the head, kind of paranoia, though.
But it's weird because we could do it again right now, and I could get a completely different.
You'll probably draw the exact same cards.
Yeah, what? It'll be the exact same.
You'll probably draw the exact same cards.
We're gonna see Lovers, Chariot. Okay.
All right. Well, next we're gonna do Evan.
Yeah.
But before we do Evan, I'm gonna take a quick break.
Yes. Yeah.
The horseshoe spread.
Yeah.
So this is the one that I usually do, and it's easier. The Celtic cross always confuses me because it's like, oh man, what does this one mean? It's crazy. So this one is supposed to be shaped like a horseshoe, and it's going to be facing you, okay?
Okay.
So do you have a question?
I do have a question.
What's your question?
Why is my tummy hurt sometimes?
Okay. Great question. I've asked tarot decks that multiple times.
The
before.
Listeners know I've
and
had tummy issues
time,
for a while.
And every single time, the ending I have interpreted as I die. So,
if the listeners are curious, I did recently have a colonoscopy regarding my tummy issues.
Yeah.
Found nothing.
How'd that butthole go?
It popped.
Great. So this first one is going to be your past.
Okay.
Nope, you're not supposed to look at it.
I'm sorry.
That is not how we did that at all.
What did he get?
What did you get?
I didn't see it.
Okay. I put it away.
It looked like a tentacle monster, but I doubt that's in the deck.
No. Says I really like these cards. These cards are really cool.
Okay.
Like just the designs on them. Okay. Okay. You're past, Evan. Don't look at it.
I almost just did it again. Okay. This is a card I drew. Okay.
Past is going to go right here.
Okay.
And then this is going to be the present.
Okay. Easy.
Again, we're doing the horseshoe, not the Celtic cross.
Evan's more of a horse guy.
Yeah, you're more of a horse
girl. I'm kind of a horse girl.
You're a horse girl.
I like this card. It speaks to me.
That's your present?
That's my present right there. It's my gift to me.
Oh my god, there's no fucking room.
Oh my god, Cheryl, you just need to chill the fuck out.
These cards are big!
Okay, there's plenty of room.
Is it?
How many cards are we drawing?
Stack them.
There's 7 cards.
Okay, and you're making a horseshoe. You'll
stack them.
Like this, right?
You're going but it's going to go this way.
Oh, well then like this.
No, Evan.
I'm helping.
We're going to do it this way, actually.
Okay.
We're going to do it this way. Because it's going to go inward. This way is going to actually be better.
Okay.
Okay. Now this is future.
Like the rapper?
Yeah, yeah. Feel it out.
Oh, no, hold on. Oh, no, I want it. That's my card.
Okay, that's your card. Right here.
Yeah.
Future. This one is going to be your best course of action.
Okay.
This is the steps you need to take. This is an important card.
All right.
It's going to be the one closest to you.
It's going
to
just say,
go ahead. Feel it out. Pick out your best one. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
This is what you need to do about your tummy hurting.
Okay.
It's going to say, go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Hell yeah. I need more cheese.
There is actually a couple cards in here that do recommend you go to Chuck E. Cheese.
You bought this at Chuck E. Cheese.
This one's going to be the attitude of others or external influences, your friends, people around you.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're going for a good one. You got the meaty choice.
I'm choosing the meaty cards.
We got the meat.
The thing is that, like, not all cards are built the same.
No, right? Absolutely
some
not.
Some of these cards are, like, three times as big as others in this deck.
Yeah, this is a little of the GMC-sponsored cards.
Yeah.
The Rainbow 500 cards.
Possible obstacles. What's stopping you, Evan?
It's just going to be a picture of me and Cheryl.
Probably.
Yeah. It is. There is, believe it or not, there is that card in here.
Yeah.
That's the lovers.
Are you guys Michigan? Shh. Was this last card I'm drawing?
This is Final Outcome.
Cannot believe you, Cheryl.
I don't like that I drew this one.
Okay, put it back.
No, wait!
I haven't looked at it.
Fate made him draw the card.
I'm fine, I'll keep it.
He has to keep it.
Here's the thing. It's the Final Outcome. My gut didn't want me to pick this card.
Yeah. You have to.
No! Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't feel it in
my
soul.
Just because you didn't think to do
he's
it.
He's altered his outcome.
Shitty reading,
he's altered his outcome.
Just because
you flipped the card backwards.
You told that if you pursued the things you'd like, you'd become boring and materialistic. I'm sorry.
I am boring and materialistic.
Yeah. Oh, you're not boring.
Okay, are you ready, Evan?
Yes. Let's get it.
I'm so sorry about all of that. Are you ready, Evan?
Yeah, let's get this fucking paper.
Okay. So this is the first one, right? This is the past. Think about your past, Evan.
Okay.
What do you see?
Let's see. I see a stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
I'm crossing the street. I make it to the other end of the street. I didn't have a very painful past.
Okay, you ready?
Let's flip the card. Ready?
It's the Ace of Wands.
Yeah, okay. Lord of the Root of the Power of Fire is what it says at the bottom.
New beginnings. Good results. Business trips. You are a business trip girlie.
I'm a business trip girlie.
A new venture. A phone call.
A new venture sounds like birth.
I know. An exciting new project or career. The essence of fire, creativity, inventiveness, ambition, and enthusiasm. This sounds like when you asked me to do a podcast with you.
Yeah, this is the past.
This is the past.
Okay.
The aggressive pursuit of new ventures, foundations for future success, intuition, conception, fertility.
Mm.
It's because pregnant with the podcast, with third rate. Artistic innovation and manhood.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. This is your past. You ready?
Past, yeah.
Let's see. Present. How are you feeling right now, presently?
Pretty good. My tummy feels fine.
Your tummy feels fine?
I did have some pizza today.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I feel okay.
That sounds pretty awesome. Okay, you
ready? A little bloated. Go.
Five of Cups.
Lord of Loss in Pleasure.
Yeah. Displeasure. Deflated egos. Changes. Overindulgence strains the wallet.
Oh, okay.
A need to reorder and reevaluate priorities. Union and espousal. Sometimes dishonor that may be hard to overcome. Loss and defeat. There is a need to curb futile belligerence and accept the inevitable. Worry and regret, broken engagements and emotional letdowns. Emotional or monetary legacies all may seem lost, but it is not.
Bro, fuck that card.
Well, I mean, I feel it. I bottle a lot up inside that I feel, and I think that card speaks to me for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
That's right now.
Yeah.
You ready for your future?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
I'm sure it's good.
What do you want to see in the future?
Oh, such a clean tummy.
Clean tummy?
Okay. Yeah, pain-free
this
tummy.
This is the tummy card.
Yeah.
It is Seven of Wands reversed.
The Lord of Valor.
Opportunities to dispel illusions, sympathy for friends, indecision. Reliance upon false hopes. Inaction causing the loss of opportunity, a fear of success, self-delusion, and indecision.
Hmm.
This isn't the outcome card. This is the future. This is what's coming up.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Jake, why are you drawing cards during all of this?
Oh, I'm not drawing cards. Every time Cheryl flips a card, I go.
Oh, for the sound effect.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So.
Okay. So, not looking too great in the short term.
I'm doing a second backup here.
Well, here's the thing. It leans more towards bad, but it's definitely more on the neutral end. There are worse things that you can get as a card. This one is basically saying a lot of indecisiveness and inaction, which is not great and probably not great specifically for you.
Yeah, probably not.
As you as a person.
It's just about his stomach.
True.
This is about your tummy, though.
This is about my tummy.
So this one.
A lot of inaction. Maybe you're going to get constipated.
Oh, no.
So if you want to avoid this.
Okay.
Here's your best course of action.
That's what this card is. Okay, yep. Best course of action.
Yep. It is Princess of Wands.
So oh, she got her.
Dude, you got one with titties.
Dude, yes. Okay, she got her titties out. Yeah. She's got a wand with like a clover on it, and then there's a fucking tiger in the background. This card's lit.
Lots of
and
wands.
There's a goat.
This is the knave or the page. They have princesses in this deck.
This is the Princess of Shining Flame.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, this is a cool card.
A lot of fire in your
faithfulness.
Deck.
A postman, a messenger, inspiration, creativity, a youth of Sagittarian temperament. A Sagittarius child.
Oh.
Is he a Sagittarius?
No.
No.
Oh.
He's a Scorpio.
Maybe a solution is I need to have kids.
A trustworthy,
to fix my
reliable
problems.
Young Ooh. Person with an inborn desire to bring happiness, excitement, and light to those around. This person is a messenger of good news and witty gossip, a person who is faithful in service to superiors. Can you think of someone like that?
Nope.
Nope, not at all. Maybe it's someone that might cross your path.
Maybe.
Wait, this is witty gossip.
Witty gossip I really liked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Messenger of good news and witty gossip.
Yeah.
That sounds like a fun person. This it is does. The new person to our friend group.
It's me.
When do you bring good news?
I'm pregnant.
Oh my God.
I did it.
That's crazy. Okay.
So I'm thinking that like my stomach issues might be from like a buildup of unactivated sperm. And so if I have babies, my tummy will get better.
Well, sperm is stored in the
you
stomach.
You need to have babies so that you have a Sagittarius.
That's right.
So December is Sagittarius season.
Yeah.
You should have started having babies.
Well, Cheryl, you did.
Fuck.
You did talk over my really good thing, but I did remind him that sperm is stored in the stomach because pee is stored in the balls.
Oh, that's extremely funny, yeah. Jake. Thank you.
It was so good we had to do it twice.
This is the attitude of others. So, you know, your friends, people around you. This is like the me and Jake card. So this is the attitude of me and Jake.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready for it.
Yeah. This is Ten of Cups reversed.
Lord of Perfected
Ten
Success.
Ten of Cups is a great card. I want to see what the reverse is. So this is kind of what's going on with me and Jake. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is what we've got in our life. Avoid emotional crossfire, reversal of feeling, inconstant emotions, loss of friendship and family issues.
You guys.
We did it! The manipulation of society for personal gain, loss of friendship, family quarrels, sudden violent disruption of an ordered environment and ordered routine, antisocial actions, look for signs of new adolescence or new births. You're pregnant!
Flip that one. Can you just flip it real quick? All right, now read it.
Okay.
We fixed it.
Family, friendships, relationships, completion, security, lasting happiness, and
okay,
security.
Okay, so I get it. All right, I get it. You flip it as the opposite. I get it. I understand, Tara. Okay, so it sounds like my tummy issues are because of you guys.
No, this is not because of us. This is not the cause of your tummy issues. This is just what's going on to me and Jake's life to the side.
Oh, okay. So you
maybe
guys,
your tummy issues are because me and Jake are no longer friends and Jake's pregnant.
Is this about you? I thought it was about you guys in your relation to me. Is it just about you guys in general?
Yeah.
It's probably about.
Oh, I don't care about this card. Okay.
It's probably about us in relation to you.
Well, Cheryl and I are friends anymore because Cheryl got me pregnant and now they're bailing.
Yeah, and I think you're getting anxious about it, and so because
so your
me and Jake
hurts.
Are.
Yeah. I'd offer to be a surrogate.
Can
I give it to you now?
Yeah.
You want to know about the obstacles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's getting in the way of my tummy?
Ten of Pentacles. That's also a good card.
The Lord of
reversed.
Wealth.
This is reversed. Another reverse card. Okay. Family disagreements about money. Negative effects of wealth. The negative effects of vast wealth and the restrictive effects of long tradition, family arguments about money, or the breaking up of an estate after a death card may also indicate burglary.
Oh, okay.
May also indicate what?
Burglary.
Burglary.
So this is my obstacle.
Yeah. So here's the thing, and what I'm thinking is you've got tummy issues.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, sometimes there's doctors that you need to see for tummy issues.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get robbed. That's what this is saying, is you're going to get robbed.
Maybe those probiotics.
And you can't pay for your doctors.
That you bought burglarized your gut colon health.
I was thinking maybe somebody broke into my house and burglarized all the fiber out of my food.
No, that can't be.
Yeah, this is going. This is a good. This is a good one. This is a good reading. I think it, because this is the outcome. Are you ready?
All right, let's get it.
This is the death card.
I swear to God, if it is, I'll kill myself.
It's the King of Wands reversed.
Okay, the Prince of the Chariot of Fire. Dude, that's three fire cards. I'm a fire type.
So it's probably wands. You've had a lot of wands in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3 wands.
Well, I also got a fire here. That's oh yeah, it's 1, 2, 4 wands.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4 wands.
Lots of wands. You're kind of a wands guy.
I read him as card.
I look at you and I think of a cock. Thank you. Inability to understand the viewpoint. Oh! This was in Jake's.
Oh.
Yeah. An inability to understand the viewpoint of others, bigotry, prejudice, and ruthlessness.
Yeah, okay.
He has an inability to understand or appreciate another's point of view, particularly if they are coming from a lower moral standpoint than his own. He is intolerant, narrow-minded, and a bigot with deep prejudices. He is a ruthless streak and cares little for the feelings of others.
And I assume all of these are related to food still.
Yeah, this is all related to food. This is about your tummy issues.
Fascinating. I will say...
Who is saying slurs?
I will say my big takeaway from my reading, maybe it's because I chose something a little less serious and also my stomach hasn't been very bad lately.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like it really connected.
No, not at all.
Whereas I thought Jake's, we were at least able to draw similarities.
Yeah. I guess like these cards aren't built for you asking about your tummy hurting a little too much. I think these are saying, don't ask cards about this. Ask a professional.
I did. And the professional was like, you're fine. Maybe it's all in your head. And I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I will say.
An inability to see others' views.
Especially if they have a lower moral standing than I.
And you don't know, I mean, do you know the political affiliation of that doctor?
He wanted to get me vaxxed. So I know he has a lower moral standing.
Oh no, you would have gotten autism.
He tried to jab me. Princess of Wands, I will say, hot card. Yeah. Big fan of this card.
Yeah.
Are there hotter cards?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's a cup with a face.
Find the lovers, those are sexy.
That card is dolphins. That's
are they fucking?
Hot.
Ooh, dolphins. The Lord
Check
of Love.
That was pretty good. Maybe we shouldn't be doing this on the podcast.
Yeah, how about we give me these cards? I want to do a reading for Cheryl.
Yeah, do a reading movies. For me.
Some titties.
Okay, now, is Cheryl's reading going to take the same amount of time?
No.
No.
Okay.
I can guarantee that.
Yeah, Evan already has an inherent knowledge of the card, so he doesn't have to look about.
Okay, that's fair.
No, because I can feel it in my bones.
Yeah. Okay. Can I ask my question?
Yes.
Okay.
What is it?
My question is, am I going to be alive next year?
Ooh, okay. Jake, I'm going to need your help on this.
All right.
So, okay.
I'm going to pick my card.
No, we're going to deal you 7.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And what do I do with these?
You're going to pass them to Jake.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this is pretty representative of how both Evan and I wish we could just
this going to be like a poker game?
Take control
yeah,
of your
all
life.
Right.
Yeah. Now say hit when you're ready. And if you go over 21, all right, so what next, Evan?
Okay. Actually, I like your idea. Hold on. Give me these cards
yeah,
back.
Can we play blackjack with the tarot cards?
No, I got an idea. Let me do this.
Okay.
Fine. I got an idea. Unless you have an idea.
No. I don't know how to play blackjack.
Okay. All right.
But those were my cards.
Not anymore. They're not. Okay.
Okay.
Cheryl, you'll see here that I am showing the Six of Swords reversed.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, this is how you play blackjack.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got the Six of Swords reversed. This would not be reversed. The Six of Swords, Lord of Earnest Success. Now, Jake, the Six of Swords, you, of course, know this one. This is the card of profiteering off of the misfortune of others.
You actually know that?
Yes.
Why?
I know a lot about tarot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is the profiteering off of the success of others.
I suddenly feel really the fuck out of the loop.
Yeah, no, he's right.
Don't worry, I'm lying.
Yeah, he's lying. I'm actually going to stay.
You're going to stay? Well, flip over your cards because we got to analyze them. Oh, we've got the Hermit reversed, Magus.
And the King of Swords.
Of the Voice of Light. Okay, so this one represents...
I say this is a fat 19.
That's a fat 19,
it's
yeah.
A 10, and then the Hermit's a 9.
The Hermit is a 9, that's
Hermit,
true.
Hermit reversed stands for exile, loneliness, misfit, sadness, and withdrawing from loved ones. So do we want to talk on that?
Yeah, I mean, Cheryl, when's the last time you've reached out to us to hang out?
That's true. We ask you to hang out constantly.
You are kind of the hermit.
Yeah. You live in garbage and you only come out when we come get you.
Holy shit, Tara's real.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Third Rate. We hope you enjoyed tarot cards. Stay tuned next week.
Hold on, did I win, though?
Nah.
That's 13.
That's a 13.
Go ahead, draw again.
I got a hit. 10 of swords, I bust. You win.
I win! I won tarot!
Stay tuned next week. We're going to do a little bit of a game for you.
That's right.
So be sure to follow us on Twitter. Email us at thirdratecast@gmail.com.
When's the last time we tweeted?
At thirdrate on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been Jake.
I've been and will continue to be Evan.
I won tarot.
I'm going to be somebody new next week.
Oh, fuck.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, the podcast is over now. You can go. Get out of here. Scram. Bye.